You got any more interesting lists to hit me with?
Oh, you want to do some other lists?
Yeah, I mean, you're fully prepared for this whole 45 minutes. You have to. Yeah, let's go to your next bit. What's your next bit? Quick. You're losing me here. You're losing me.
Am I losing you?
Yeah.
Am I losing you? Okay.
you take a slow, leisurely drink of water. Mm-hmm. Let your beard grow a little more.
I mean, you got a bigger beard than me. You're just jealous that I can so quickly turn it around.
I shave, and the next day it looks like I have.
You got the Homer syndrome, huh?
A little bit.
It's not gonna. I can't grow
on your facial.
Oh, Blaine had that mustache.
The odd man out. Yeah,
it's not a mustache.
That was gross.
So. Yeah,
that's fabuloso.
If it could be just like the exact same thickness and consistency as your eyebrows, that would be awesome.
I know.
Because you would totally just
gotta get
people would
far.
Like when you walk past a woman and her child, she would pick up her child every time.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying you look like a child molester. And you would look even more so like one if you had a mustache as thick as your eyebrows.
You'll drive him to it, you know? He'll
You made me do it.
You do this.
What if you became one and then you blamed me?
You
put out an ad in the paper that said, I blame Zach.
There we go. Here's the list. Top 10 cutest kids in movies. Here, Blaine, why don't you give us one?
Fuck off.
You know who was a really cute kid in Liar, Liar? He had that sweet Darth Vader hairdo.
That kid with the Darth Vader helmet hair?
I think that was the hairdo of choice for any kid in any movie from like 1963 to about 2004.
Maybe. I'm thinking
Haley Joel Osment had it.
The kid in Kazam didn't have it. The whiny, annoying kid that was like, what are you doing, Shaq?
You might be surprised, but I haven't seen Kazam. I've seen Steel.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Kazam.
Because it's Hammer Time.
I haven't seen Kazam.
Wow.
I should watch it, though. Who do you think is going to be the next Oscars host?
They were talking about it like on Film Junk, and I agreed before they even said it. It seemed like since they got Conan in there now in L.A.,
right. If
they really wanted to make it fun and make... They brought up the point that, like, an Oscar show, if it can be done by the right people and be fun, and by someone that's an outsider, not an actor that's in that group, then it can be kind of like a roast. That was what, like, Jay was saying. And it's like, you know what, that makes a lot of sense. Then it's like somebody that's an outsider coming to kind of make it a little bit of fun.
They got Sean Penn and everyone else who gets offended at the slightest mention of anyone, a joke about anyone. Remember him doing the thing after Chris Rock made a jab at Jude Law? And then Sean Penn comes out next and he goes, Jude Law is one of our finest actors. You know, like, and we should not. He was like dead serious.
Yeah, but everyone made him. He was a joke on SNL the next week after
I understand.
That
he doesn't get it. He doesn't care.
Yeah,
and so he's going to keep
fuck?
Saying that.
Should the Oscars be tailored to that guy? No. I think
the Oscars, it should
the
be called
funny guys.
Sean Penn and the Oscars.
Yes, it should be.
He's going to win Best Actor
every
other year.
They should get
anyway.
Hugo Chavez to do it then. He could host it. Then.
It's funny. Nice little political reference there.
Yeah, thank you for that. Nice. Get Riggs and Murtaugh to host it. And they could
just make cracks at each other.
And then Pesci could come out. That would be awesome.
They could keep remarking that they were about to retire when someone gave them the opportunity to host the Oscars.
Yes. Show.
And they did the whole thing in character.
Uh-huh.
And then Chris Rock and Pesci were out there. And
talking about the giant phone. We had to get the thing.
By the end of it, they just did a long, elaborate like stage play. You know, like when you go to... Universal Studios and you can watch the Water World.
there's like set pieces and stuff and shoot water on like
the Oscars just evolved.
They handed out little
Lethal Weapon 5.
Plastic ponchos for the first three rows in the Oscars
so that way
they didn't get Gallagher blood all over them or whatever. Because Gallagher is going to sacrifice himself at the Oscars. Gallagher. They should have Chucky. They should have a complex marionette system and they should have Chucky host it.
Remember when Gallagher was up here? And I told you that somebody
I thought it was Gallagher, too.
Electric
his
Boogaloo?
Brother.
No, it's just Gallagher.
Oh, wow.
Why would his Gallagher's brother intentionally do Gallagher's act?
Because he does.
Come on, that's retarded.
I'm pretty sure that's the truth.
How is that possible?
Because he likes money. And that's an easy...
There's no,
that's
no
easy
this can't
money.
Be possible. This can't be possible that there's a Gallagher, too.
Does and he, that it's his fatter brother?
There's no way.
It's kind of looks like... He looks like if Dom DeLuise and Gallagher got together under the right conditions and made it.
If they made it.
If they made it, they would create Gallagher 2. Gallagher's brother. The Wrath of Gallagher. The Search for Curly's Gallagher.
Gallagher.
Mm-hmm. But you got a little headache right there.
Gallagher 2.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be all right.
Gallagher 2. Nothing comes up, Ian.
Did you spell it T-O-O? Like with Maniac Cop again?
Gallagher comedian. Leo Gallagher. Oh my god. Look at his picture on Wikipedia.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
The guy's so happy to be
so
alive.
It's true?
No, that's Gallagher.
He's going to find it here in a second. And then you have then we'll be listening to an apology. I'm going to keep all this in.
You should be on like another laptop creating the story about Gallagher.
The Gallagher, listen to this, the Gallagher 2 controversy. And they spell Gallagher 2 T-O-O. It's in quotes. In the early 90s, Gallagher's younger brother, Ron Gallagher, asked him for permission to perform shows using his old routines. The idea was that Ron, who was unemployed, would tour the country working small venues that couldn't afford a show put on by Gallagher himself. Gallagher granted his blessing.
Here, come on, speaking of the mic.
No, it's not that important.
It's pretty important. Mic. Everyone needs to know about Gallagher 2.
Gallagher 2. Eventually, Gallagher initially attempted to get his brother to stop these activities, requesting that he stop using his well-known sledge-o-matic routine. These efforts proved futile. And he kept touring as Gallagher 2, T-O-O.
Who writes this shit? Like, this is the truth.
It's so gripping.
During the lawsuit, all of Gallagher's immediate family sided with Ron over the controversy.
What if they made as a movie called Gallagher 2?
As a consequence, Gallagher is now estranged from his parents and siblings.
Because of Gallagher, sure you're not making all of
no,
this
it's why I don't think I'm that creative. He sued his brother. Yeah, so the guy up here was the real guy.
So are there like citations and shit?
Yeah.
No, I can believe it.
Yeah, it's all side.
It sounds like some.
So somebody was.
Why haven't they made a movie of this yet?
Somebody was wrong.
So anyway, when he came up here, what do you think he? So he was in Ray's food place buying something, and then he left. And what do you think he was buying?
Watermelons.
He bought watermelons in Ray's food place.
Like a whole bunch?
Yeah. Like, he walked out with a shopping cart full of watermelons. Somebody I worked with walked back over, and they're like, dude, I just saw Gallagher buying watermelons. So I was like, that's a terrible joke, man. That's how dare you? And he was like, no, he had a shopping cart full of watermelons, and it was Gallagher. And people were like, are you Gallagher? And he's like, yeah. And he's walked past him with a shopping cart full of watermelons. You know?
He's gonna do his little act right there for him. He's like, see, when I went
what
to school,
like
I was
confused. What if, like, he signed a watermelon because somebody gave it to him?
Because when you write out small, it's got so many letters. Then you write out big, and it's got less letters than small.
Is that one of his bits?
Yeah, that's one of his bits.
Is that a bit?
Uh-huh. About being confused at school and how, like, you know, that's weird.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's awful.
That's Gallagher?
Mm-hmm. I saw some when it was on TV.
I've never seen
did he write all the people's acts for Last Comic Standing?
I'm not sure. Some of those were good. I liked some of the comics had some funny bits.
There's no such thing as a funny comic, really.
Really?
At all.
Ever?
Never.
In the history of man?
No.
Wow.
I don't think that's true.
I don't like stand-up comics. It's terrible.
You don't like the way that the whole...
It's just not funny at all.
The system creates itself to make you know, force itself there. The contrivance of it.
I'll come up with a list for you, Ian. I think we already asked this one. I remember asking you this like 5 podcasts in, like when you first started. What's your top 5 favorite male nude scenes in a movie?
I don't think you've ever asked
me this. I know I have. Maybe I just think this stuff.
Maybe I dodged it. Yeah, you probably do think it all the time.
Go.
Okay. Okay. Number one is from... Well, let's see. I don't know. I'm not even doing any necessary order of preference because I don't know whether to go 1 or 5.
Right.
There's an old mystery movie or ghost movie. It might just be called like Ghost Story or something. And it's got like one of those old dancers in it. It's not Gene Kelly.
Fred Astaire. He's in Ghost Story.
Yeah, Ghost Story. And it starts with this guy like getting out of the shower after banging this chick.
Is it Fred Astaire?
No. It's some guy with like an early 80s like big old puffer mustache.
Oh, nice.
And he gets out of the shower and he goes to this chick he just banged. It turns out it's like a ghost monster, and she pushes him, and he freaks out, and he falls.
This doesn't sound right.
He falls through this window, and he's like, ah! you know, and he's got the whole system just flapping in the air, and then he goes through
his whole system.
He goes through like a glass atrium and dies.
Pretty sweet.
So you see his wang and everything?
Yeah, you do. Nice. For a split second. All right, as he falls. Okay. That's one of them.
I'll do the next one.
Okay.
I'm going to say that it's got to be. What's the one where you see the balls over and over in between his legs?
Oh, that's Bruce Willis in Last Man Standing, right?
Yeah, that is. Yes, thank you.
There you go.
Yeah, because not only do you see his butt, but he runs around for a while, and you consistently see his balls.
Yeah,
just kind of, you know, they're slinging a little bit, but maybe I don't know. They were pulled in a little tightly, maybe. I don't know. The scrot was a little. It was taut.
What about Viggo Mortensen?
Viggo Mortensen, yeah, in Eastern Promises. Mm-hmm. A lot of.
There's a lot of.
Wiener. There was some wiener in there and some.
Epic wiener.
There's some scrot. All right, that was Blaine's. You're next.
We just finished watching Austin Powers 2, and that's a clever use of stuff to not show.
No. I'm talking about. I want you to name your favorite scenes where you got to see male genitals.
Oh, okay.
Yours.
Oh, my own?
Your own favorite.
Oh, my own favorite. My very own favorite.
The ones that you really liked
that
the
I
most.
Have a personal
the scenes
to.
That you most enjoyed when suddenly male genitals were forced upon you.
I can't even think of that many. Just
I can't either. I think I'm already. I can think of a lot of butt ones. Just
yeah.
See.
Mel Gibson's butt has been in every movie ever made. I think it was in Fall of That Bird. Emilio Estevez pretending to be Mel Gibson
in Loaded Weapon.
He does the butt in the moonbeam a lot.
Yes.
It's all shiny and sculpted. I've seen Schwarzenegger's butt in a few movies. In Red Heat and Terminator and I don't know what else. Probably all of them.
Yeah.
I would kind of like to see...
what about Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah, you see his butt. Well, you know, considering that they say Jamie Lee Curtis was born with both sex organs, that's close.
I remember we talked about that when we did our True Lies podcast.
Yeah. James Lee Curtis. James Lee. That sounds like an assassin.
There's really not a lot of male nudity in.
No, yeah, there is. We just saw The Reader. That has lots of.
Oh, man.
I didn't see it, but you guys.
That was just the most uncomfortable.
That kid was like 15 when they shot it.
Yeah, that
so you
sucks.
See a lot of 15-year-old slong.
And then there was an old woman.
They kind of had some in Watchmen. It was weird the way they did it, though.
Yeah.
It was kind of reminiscent of the comic.
Bro. CG, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, obviously, it wasn't Billy. I doubt Billy Crudup.
Let him paint his dick.
Movie.
Blue.
Yeah, and just. Like, you don't mind if we. I mean, yeah, no, that was fake because no one could have that human body because he was, like, really ripped, glistening. He was.
It was all CG, man.
He'd been drinking a lot of Stacker too,
for sure.
He just wore a suit full of LEDs. That's all he did.
Yeah. He was able to control the intensity of it.
He's a really soft-spoken actor.
Yeah,
his look was right for when he was a human. I mean, he looked a lot like Dr. Manhattan too, just his look, but like his voice and everything.
I thought it worked because Dr. Manhattan would be soft-spoken like that, except in that moment.
But
when
his
he kind of
intonation
out.
Is really bland, and
you usually have to see
his face a little bit to understand like what he's doing. And they don't give you facial expressions, as they say. Only Ozymandias can tell his facial expressions because that's how genius he is.
Because he's got that whole study of that. Yeah, I think it worked.
I've been studying facial expressions. 5 years. That's what
he
should have said.
Me and Tim Ross.
You know what's weird? So I talked to my brother after he watched it. And
he loved it.
He was like... Oh, he did. And he was like, I had a problem with them changing this and them changing this and them changing this. And I actually happened to have the book in front of me right then.
And
so I went through and none of them were things that were changed. They were things he imagined differently.
What did he say?
For instance, he was like, you know, when... I guess we can spoil this this far, but when Rorschach is killed, like he's like, that was lame that he took off his mask and was crying and screamed, "Do it!"
What he remembered is that he pushes past him and just keeps on walking
and just says like, you know, I'm just going to go put an end to this, and then he blasts him. But that's not
your brother remembers people being more badass than they are, doesn't he?
Maybe.
But the shit on Karnak was so, like, the scale was so small, it was, I didn't like it. Like, you know, everything was in that one room. Like, right, his TVs,
right,
and then,
yeah,
like,
you're right.
That path that went to nowhere, and then the, you know, the, that whole door that comes,
right,
the snow and whatnot. It was stupid.
Just like, Ian, what's your favorite male-to-male kiss in a movie?
I don't know of any other than Brokeback Mountain.
Godfather 2.
Okay.
Ha ha.
The kiss of death?
Broke my heart.
You broke my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You broke my heart.
Mine is probably... I can't think of any more.
Somebody dug himself into a hole.
I did. I'm in a hole. Ian, what is your favorite... What is... Name, right for me, right now,
mm-hmm,
the top 17 films with foreign people playing Americans as the lead role. Go. Your top 17. Top in reverse 17? Order. Go.
Dark Knight.
Okay. I should have said anyone British, but go ahead.
Yeah, you should have. Or Australian. Australian. Insider.
Okay.
They have to be
acting as an American. Just remember.
Oh, so yeah. I can't use Gladiator then.
No, I can't use Gladiator.
That's a good one. That was clever of you. What else do we got here?
Can I do this too?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Kick in any time here.
Batman Begins was also
good. Well, you're not going to stop the 17 total he has to do. Oh. You can pop him with
you can take them from me.
I have five.
How dare you, Ralph Nader?
In no particular order.
Nader me out of this. No, I don't. I mean,
I think for you, it's more likely you're being Perot'd, not Nader'd.
Yes, I'm being Perot'd.
Yeah.
Just do any movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it, right?
Oh, that's a good point.
But he was never supposed to be American. They always made a point of noting that he was from Austria.
Yeah, but he is in America.
They always made an excuse to say, oh, he's an exchange cop from Austria. Yeah, they always say something like that.
What about
Collateral Damage? He's an American. He's a firefighter, for God's sake.
They either find a way, or they hint at it briefly, or they just ignore it.
Yeah,
there's not a lot I can actually think of where they're playing Americans. I mean, like in TV and stuff, you see it a lot, and for like side characters and stuff. But I can't think of a huge...
You're going to discredit this whole podcast, the Ian Strope Feudal Podcast, if you cannot yourself
name 17
total. But let's go out on a limb and say 17 more than what you've already said.
You want me to count like Canadians too and shit like that?
No. I'm talking about like French people, German people.
Okay, well,
Icelandic.
But they had to be number one. Oh, so Bjork in Smell a Sense of Snow.
Okay. Smell a Sense of Snow.
That wasn't Smell a Sense of Snow.
They have to be movies.
Dancer.
Well, Smell a Sense of Snow. Snow is another one. I'll count. Dancer in the Dark.
Huh?
No, it can't be. Can't use House.
And it can't be a sci-fi original movie.
No, and you can't use sci-fi. Well, Smell a Sense of Snow will work for what's her name, won't it?
Sure.
I don't know. Maybe she. Maybe,
that bitch in The Knowing or Knowing.
What is that? The lead?
Yeah.
You're talking about Nicolas Cage?
No, the chick.
Oh man, when does that come out? I want to see that.
The woman that's in Damages.
Glenn Close.
No.
Yeah, who's in Damages? It's British.
She's Australian.
The dark-haired girl?
Yeah.
The lead in that show is Australian?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
I haven't seen that show.
I've seen
it.
I saw her on the Jimmy Fallon show.
Ian, I got a new list for you.
Nice.
Your top 13 horror movies.
I like how you put numbers where I just am not going to achieve it anyway.
Okay, fine. Your top 8. Ooh. Horror movies where the black person
doesn't die first or doesn't die at all.
Oh, your shit. Top 8.
That sucks.
Can they be movies that don't have black people at all?
That's not cool.
That'd be a good...
Okay.
Like Doom?
Neither one of the Night of the Living Dead's account, right? Because even in the remake, it was a woman, but the black guy still dies in the remake, right?
Die.
And he gets killed at the end in the original.
Okay, I'll do mine. The Thing. Okay, your turn.
Okay, that's good. Oh, good for you. Your one thing. Yeah.
And now you just have to do 8.
Did you get a good stretch there? Did you get a good stretch? Well, we've got, what is it, Dawn of the Dead.
Okay. What about
both
Predator
of them?
2?
That's 2. Predator 2 is a good one.
Okay, all right.
Predator 2 is fucking awesome. Okay. If you like Jamaicans,
that's not a horror movie.
Bones being thrown on
nice try,
trash cans.
Nice try.
It's to predict the future, their bones being thrown on trash can lids. God, I'm not a huge horror movie guy. I'm not too great at this.
What about the scary movie movies? Horror, right?
Not really. All right, Ian, name the top... name your top 10 favorite Will Smith movies, go.
Favorite Will Smith movies?
Hitch. The top 10 favorite Will Smith That's movies, go.
Hitch is number one for me. I liked Hitch. I like he was making that salad and got all like
don't hostile. Give him any. Don't give him any.
I liked Wild Wild West.
Oh, wait, yeah, Wild West too. Artemis Shit, Blackrock. What about that one?
Don't give him any more.
I liked Men in Black 2 and Men in Black
1. No, Men in Black 2 is terrible.
These aren't real. I'm just naming them.
Is that your favorite?
You don't think I can't.
We're just 6 degrees of separation.
I thought when I said Wild Wild West, you were going to call me on that.
I got the sunglasses.
We go wild west with the Artemis Blackrock, and he goes.
They were in at Burger King.
You're 4 in.
Okay.
Well, Independence Day.
Bad Boys was good.
Okay.
Independence Day, I enjoyed. He's not really the
this
lead.
This is way too easy. Will Smith's in way more movies than
I know.
What's that one? Conspiracy movie.
Oh, I've never actually seen that with Tony Scott and Gene Hackman.
You haven't seen that?
Is it actually pretty good? Every time I catch it on TV, and I caught part of it on TV yesterday, it's just like Seth Green and Jack Black like hitting computer screens.
I love conspiracy movies.
With like Scott Conn or whoever else is in it.
But it's so ridiculous.
Scott Conn's in it. Barry Pepper's in it. Like anyone who was up and coming at the time.
Isn't Busey? Jake Busey in it too.
Jake Busey, I think, might be in
Seth
it.
Pointed that out. Yeah. Like,
the movie was intense.
So I haven't seen it. I should see it.
You should just name that, anyways.
I'm telling
that would be cheating.
I'm talking about school right now, anyway, right?
You've already.
Well, I like that. I like that one.
You
said
you already told me these aren't your favorites.
Wild, wild.
I don't know if I like 10 Will Smith movies that much.
What about iRobot?
I never actually saw that.
It's pretty bad. You should. Okay,
I Am Legend.
I like the first part of it. I like Quiet Earth better. I know.
Name your top 7 favorite movies where the bad guys and one-armed man, excluding The Fugitive, go.
Okay. The guy had the claw in one of the James Bond movies, and that was pretty good. I don't remember the
bad guy. You're talking about
Dr. No had a fake arm.
Okay.
Dr. No is good.
Right.
Does it have to be a man?
Yes. How many have one-armed woman as the bad guy?
Or some
machine kind of, girl. That's the only one.
Some kind of lizard creature.
She's not a bad guy, though. It doesn't make sense. I haven't even watched that
movie. I got an obvious one for you. Inspector Gadget. And by extension, Dr.
Claw.
Gadget 2.
There was the second Dr.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you say bad guy, though?
Yeah. Dr. Claw is
Dr.
a bad guy.
Dr. Claw is a bad guy. Inspector but you don't, just because he's got a claw, you don't know
the
it's robotic.
Called Inspector Gadget.
Oh.
Okay. I got it. Okay.
That's 3.
Revenge of the Sith. A New Hope.
Oh, my God.
Empire Strikes Back. Return of the Jedi.
Clever. He did it.
You found a loophole. you're still only 6 in.
It tastes so good
to
win.
You have to go another...
Two more.
Are there any that exist?
Oh, I feel like I'm close. I've got something. You know, some...
You say movies? Are there any TV shows?
Jason X. This is fake.
Come on. That's awesome.
His whole body is prosthetic.
What about... You could say RoboCop, too, right?
No, RoboCop's not the bad guy. I mean, RoboCop 2? Not to be confused.
I said
with
a one-armed
also.
Man. You're perverting this.
You know, we've taken
perverting my totally pure list.
We've taken the Constitution and we've brought it forth and interpreted it in our own ways to achieve our own distasteful goals.
Trying to get the list complete. That's all we care about.
Nope.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know. I think I'm kind of at a standstill there. I haven't seen enough bad, like, 70s sci-fi where I know that that's got to be all over the place. I'm pretty sure there's at least one movie in that.
You remember,
Harvey Keitel, remember how he's in that movie that has Kirk Douglas and Farrah Fawcett and he's got that robot?
No.
It's like Moon 77 or something like that.
I don't know what you're talking
There's
about.
There's blue pills they're popping.
You're making
it's trippy.
Up.
No.
I'm not touching that computer after telling me about Gallagher 2.
I'm just on a right spree here. I think he had a
You
fake
weren't right, though,
that.
Because you said that the guy was like currently, you know,
okay,
moves up here.
Okay,
been
the one-armed man is the movie with Michael Caine. Have you seen that? Where he loses the arm. He's got his arm hanging out the window, and his wife gets like a car thing.
Ooh,
and he gets taken off by a truck.
Once upon a time in Mexico.
I never saw that.
Fuck you.
The bad guy?
He's a bad fake guy. Arm. Johnny Depp. He's a bad guy.
He's not the bad guy. Yeah, he's the anti-hero of it.
No, he's
yes,
bad.
Yes, he is.
He's bad. He's in it for his own ends and
whatnot. He's an anti-hero.
Well, I don't know what the name of the Michael Caine movie. I think it was just called The One-Armed Man.
He killed some dudes.
Anyone kills some
poor
dudes.
Poor cooks.
Because of the pulled he's pork. Anti-hero.
Puerco PB.
Yes, I know. You once did a Wikipedia edit and they erased your edit.
Yeah, they did.
You went to the Puerco Pavil page and he added that this was the favorite of the character played by Johnny Depp in Once Upon a Time in Mexico.